KA2TXJ.
Radio check.
Station with radio check, KA2TXJ.
KY4QM. How am I coming into you?
Well, just a slight amount of noise, but you solidly have the repeater.
I appreciate that. I'm over here in Spartanburg by the mall. Believe it or not, a little cheapy $20 walkie, handy walkie, whatever.
Other than a little noise on your audio, you're fully readable. Hey, I might trouble you for a signal report on my own. This is a brand new radio. It's mobile. And coincidentally, I'm heading into the Spartanburg area, KA2TXJ. Player, KA2TXJ.
KY4QM, yeah, affirmative. I just went from the inside the house. I'm stepping outside on the front porch. Am I better now?
I dropped out there a little bit, but still fully readable.
Hey, 10-4. You're fully loud, and when I came outside, you're loud and clear all the while.
Oh, that's good. It's good to hear. Maiden voyage for the radio. Just put it in the car literally like an hour ago. But, yeah, I think I've heard you on here before. The call is KY... Yeah, give me the call again. Sorry.
KY4QM. I'm not on too much. I listen. I got a scanner that I listen to, and but I'm not on the radio much. But yeah, KY4QM, Roy.
QM. Okay, Roy. Name here is Jim Juliet India Mike. And well, for a $20 portable radio, it's doing pretty darn good. What's one of those Baofangs?
Affirmative. It's one of those KY whatever it is, but it was like $19.99. It works as good as my $300 radio. I actually like it because it's so small. I just put a big antenna on it, one of those unbreakables.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Actually, the radio that I replaced in the car here was a QYT, one of those $85 or $95. I think I paid $85 for it on eBay. It's only 25 watts, though. And, boy, I'm really noticing a big difference in the receiver, though, with this ICOM 2730. But I had that in the car for several years, and the price was right. Be rude, but I am going to have to jump out here because I'm kind of at my destination. So KY4QM, KA2TXJ, I'll be clear on your final.
4QM, radio check. KY4QM, radio check.
4QM, KF4NXY. David, back to you.
KY4QM, Roger. I appreciate your comeback. How am I sounding?
And everything's fine. You do have, at the end of your transmission, you do have kind of a diddle leap, Roger beep sound coming in along with you. I imagine that says something on the radio that's been some button or something that's been pressed.
That is probably been, that Roger tone's probably been programmed into the radio. I can take that out, but I'm here with the TYTHD in my living room, but...
And that time, your transmission was breaking up while you were talking, and as well as the big leap that at the end of your transmission.
After that, is that beep still there? I understand that it's aggravating to other radio people with that beep coming in. I can take it out. I have to program it, but is that a problem?
I guess most people don't really enjoy hearing that after a very long period of time.
4QM. I'm on a HT over here by the Spartanburg Mall, and I'm hitting you okay. Sounds okay, except for that beep that I'm going to take out.
I guess if you're just on the HT, you're doing real good getting into the machine. It's good and solid. Might just be a hint of white noise, but it's you know, nothing objectionable.
I guess it's my radio's telling me I'm hitting on the Caesar's Head repeater, and I'm in Spartanburg here by the mall, so that's pretty good for this little TYTHT.
Oh, definitely, it's doing fine. I mean, you know, it's pretty good jump for a little HT handy talkie. So, oh yeah, it's doing fine for you. KF4NXY.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to get set up for when we may need these radios, if you know what I mean. So, but KY4QM, I'll be out on your last.
Well, have a good evening, and try and stay dry out there. It's just been a very wet day. Whole lot of rain down here in my part of the county. KF4NXY, I'm clear.
XB for radio check.
XB, didn't quite catch all of the call, but you're into the machine real good and solid. KF4NXY, David, back to you.
Roger that. This is Earl, KK4HXB, over here in the big city of Traveler's Rest.
Yeah, you're doing fine. You're getting into the machine real good there in Traveler's Rest. I think you're probably not a long way from the repeater being in that area.
Do that. Yeah, I'm probably 20 minutes or less, 30 minutes or less from the repeater.
Station there, but it's doing fine. It's just sounding real good.
And I'm sitting here modulating on a Kenwood TS-2000.
Exactly what I'm talking on. I've had this radio for a pretty good while now. I'm not sure how long, but they don't make them anymore. They made them for quite a few years, but I'm glad I got one when I did.
But I probably had mine, let me see, for probably 10, 12 years.
About how long I've had this one. I like to dual receive on it, and, you know, it's just pretty much got all the bands in one radio, and, you know, so I do like all the features with it.
I thought I heard somebody trying to break in. KK4HXB, I'll be standing by.
You might have heard another one in there, too, so I can get back and see if somebody wants to come in. KF4NXY.
4QM, radio check. 4QM radio check on this mobile.
My 4QM, you're sounding good, and the delete's gone, so it's sounding real good.
Roger that. I'm on a mobile radio with a J-hook or whatever it is, antenna, mobile radio here, and it's a little better than the HT.
Yes, there is. It does sound a little stronger there. There's no white noise in the, or anything. KF4NXY.
You want? I appreciate that. I'm still setting up my stuff here. Like I said, I got an HF radio here that I haven't even used yet, and this little it's a mobile that I got set up in the house, but I can't hear anything on it, so I'm hearing you on a scanner, and I'm talking on the radio. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is unusual. I don't don't know what to tell you what's going on there with it, but maybe somebody else out there could give you some ideas. I'll step out and maybe somebody else can give you an idea of why you're not hearing everything in on the radio itself. So KF4NXY.
Hey, check speed. Check your offset. You should be in the offset of 600.
Yeah, I'm on any tone mobile radio. It puts out, but it don't receive. I think it's something in the programming or something.
Yeah, normally you got a 600 offset, and you need to do your minus, your plus or minus. If you check your radio, you should be able to set it up fairly easy.
Yeah, I programmed all these channels in, but there's something I must be missing to get the receive, because it's transmitting okay, but I don't know.
What kind of radio you modulating on?
Any tone, I think it's a 578 mobile radio, but I got it set up in the house.
Yeah, go into your settings, and you should be 600 with a minus offset, and you figured out it's not that much trouble.
Roger that. I appreciate that. I'll check it. I got to plug it in and run it through the computer again, but I know it puts out, so it should be good, but I appreciate it. KY4, QM, gone on your last.
4HX Bay, I'll be standing by.